SBS اردو SBS ساؤتھ ایشین پر.
ایران جنگ پر صدر ٹرمپ کے غیر واضح اور لمحہ بلمحہ بدلتے بیانیے نے دنیا کو بے یقینی سے دوچار کر رکھا ہے. عالمی اسٹاک مارکیٹس میں مندی اور تیزی کے ساتھ تیل کی قیمتوں میں اتار چڑھاؤ بھی جاری ہے. یونیورسٹی آف ویسٹرن آسٹریلیا میں سیاسیات اور بین الاقوامی تعلقات کی پروفیسر اور سینٹر فار مسلم اسٹیٹس اینڈ سوسائٹیز کی ڈائریکٹر پروفیسر ثمینہ یاسمین سے اس بارے میں ہم نے بات چیت کی ہے. آئیے سنتے ہیں.
The short-term impact of what's happening in Iran and the Gulf region as a result of American and Israeli attack is already apparent. The fact that Strait of Hormuz is closed and Bab al-Mandab is also coming under pressure, our capacity to access food supplies is obviously limited, mostly because of the Strait of Hormuz. But the reality is that it's not just simply the fuel prices that are going to impact Australia in the short term. It's also the fact that as that happens, the cost of travel would increase. That's if you can travel out of Australia into regions other than where the conflict is going on. And the ability of people in Australia, which is basically a multicultural society, to connect with their loved ones overseas would be compromised. So in the short term, I think it's not just simply the energy prices, but also the unreliability of the supply lanes and the difficulty that we're going to encounter in travelling overseas. The long-term impact of Australia not supporting the United States and Israel actively in their war against Iran is definitely going to be one where there's some tension that emerges between the Trump administration and Albanese. There's also, I think, signs emerging that within Australia, we are reconsidering the extent to which we gain any advantage from our alliance with the United States. That doesn't mean that the alliance would come to an end. It would stay there. But I think the critical reflections on that alliance would come back, as was the case in the 1980s, 1990s. The regional countries, especially in the Gulf, that are facing the brunt of Iranian reaction to American-Israeli attacks is going to be slightly different. Although the relationship, economic relationship between Qatar, United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia on the one hand and Australia have been improving, and although we have people who work, the last number of them, in Emirates, I don't think that these states expect Australia at this stage to actively support the US and Israel. The one in which Pakistan is recognized as a country that collaborates with other Muslim states on important issues in the region and also with impact at the global level, and that in the process it presents ideas or facilitates discussions between warring parties that can contribute to global stability. So in that way, Pakistan's standing is likely to improve, and it is going to, which I think it's already showing signs of, move away from being identified as a pariah in the international system. But the extent to which that impact can be sustained is closely linked to Pakistan's capacity to improve its own economic conditions and ensure that there is a certain level of safety and unity among its own people. Pakistan mediation in the current war between Iran on the one hand and America and Israel on the other is definitely credible as a country that shares 909 kilometers of border with Iran, has with a significant Shia population, and is also connected historically with this region. It is definitely possible and credible for Pakistan to suggest ways in which the current situation can be resolved or de-escalated. Pakistan's relationship with America also provides it with that credibility. The current administration has been establishing very close links, and in fact, there's a very
close relationship between the field marshal, Asim Manir, the current regime led by Shahbaz Sharif, and also President Trump. So that really makes it credible. The extent to which it is effective is really dependent on how the three parties to the conflict respond to these efforts.
ایران جنگ نے عالمی سطح پر نہ صرف معاشی اور سفارتی بحران کو جنم دیا ہے بلکہ کئی ممالک کی خارجہ پالیسی پر بھی بحث جاری ہے۔ اس جنگ کے فوری اور وسیع تر اثرات پر بھی بحث مباحثہ ہو رہا ہے۔ پروفیسر ثمینہ یاسمین یونیورسٹی آف ویسٹرن آسٹریلیا میں سیاسیات اور بین الاقوامی تعلقات کی پروفیسر اور سینٹر فار مسلم اسٹیٹس اینڈ سوسائٹیز کی ڈائریکٹر ہیں۔ ابھی آپ نے اس پوڈ کاسٹ میں ان سے آسٹریلیا اور پاکستان دونوں پر اس تنازع کے فوری اور طویل المدتی اثرات پر تجزیہ سنا۔
SBS South Asian. Keep up to date with what's happening in your community.
Thank you for tuning in.
Assalamu alaikum Australia. Main hoon Fawad Khan aur aap sun rahe hain SBS Radio.
Main hoon Rehan Alvi aur aap hain SBS Urdu ke saath.
Aaj kuch khaas hai.
SBS South Asian, your news from here and hits from home.